Hello, Premo.
Namaste, Shantimaya.
Thank you. This song is so wonderful. I just love this song. One of my favorites.
Yes, mm-hmm. me too.
Om Shri Sache Mahaprabhu Ki Jai, Paramatma Ki Jai, Gurudev Bhagwan Ki Jai, such a sangha ki che. I'm going to look through the gallery and see who's here, and I will wait for your hands to raise, and we'll have satsang like we do in India. addressing anything that you would like to address. So I'm going to look through the gallery for a moment, and then hands can raise, and we will proceed with satsang. Mm-hmm. Sudush, who is that with you? Is that...
That is...
Sudush?
That is Livia.
Namaste, Shantimai.
Oh, namaste. I lost your image, but namaste. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Livia, Shantimai. No, excuse me.
Yes.
Livia and Lars owns the property that I'm building the new roof on. So for the weekend.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah.
And the roof is beautiful. And you are skilled. That's for sure. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go on now. Okay. Let's see. My gosh, it's so good to see everybody. Mm-hmm. Hello, Amrita. Mm-hmm. Give Mike a hug for me. Bhavata, you just left here. Now you're... oh, and there's Karuna too. And there's Ahimsa G. Maharaj from the Ivory Coast. Good to see you. Yeah. I see everybody. I can't say every name, otherwise we'd never get to satsang. But it's so good to see you. Oh my gosh, I love it. Mm-hmm. I'm always really happy to see who comes to satsang. Mm-hmm. See your faces. Mansavi, are you there? Manasvi, yeah, you're going to get it right one day, Shantimai. Okay, I wanted to know him. Okay, I'm going to go back. And we'll see if there are any hands up and how satsang proceeds. Because if not, then we're done already. There's one hand up, Gabriel and Max. Mm-hmm. Namaste.
Namaste.
Yeah, I wanted to share what was my experience after our last conversation, and it really felt like a veil was lifted, and in the days after, stillness, space was present all the time, and then I listened to your transmission on skill on Friday.
And skill. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that opened another door. And it was like two sentences from the Song of Tilopa that really stuck out for me. One was what you mentioned, there's has no war be declared against distraction.
Right.
And
right.
And I could really see that when I see the thoughts or anything, feelings appearing in front of that background of stillness, it's just everything's being. So
that's a very wonderful way to tune your perception, is everything is being. Not just mentally, but to perceive it, really and truly perceive that is so. Because, because there you have an even view. Your view is even, whether it's good, bad, high, low, whatever. All of these titles and comparisons are, and they're necessary for life. but to see deeper, so to speak, they're totally unnecessary. And to see that everything is being, I was considering how important the word being actually is. And I have a new name for myself. I'll probably stick with Shanti Mai because I've had that for so long. But I've given myself a new title. Are you ready?
Yes.
Master Ing.
Master.
Do you like it?
I didn't.
So the last name? Okay, the last name is Ing, I-N-G. And the first name is Master Ing.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Yes.
Or I could give my name the Enlightened Ing. Yeah, I hope you get the point. Yes. I hope you get the point because my view is in this moment is that what you just said is when you perceive it as such is of great importance to see that everything is being. It sounds so simple, doesn't it? It sounds like, that's a big deal, but it is a big deal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it really
Master Ing.
Yeah, it changes the perception of what is appearing when I see it that way.
Totally. Totally. It changes the perception. Totally. Then you're seeing without comparison or division. So I would say continue the good work. Mm-hmm. And as you do, it becomes even simpler. It actually, the word becomes is not a good word. It is simpler. And the simpler it is.
Actually, I had another experience that points that direction. And that was, it's also connected to another quote of the Song of Tilopa, when he says, when the ground of being is seen clearly, every thought form gently and softly falls away, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I could feel like sitting with that, I felt a gravity towards this, towards stillness. It seemed so
and
naturally
still,
let me ask,
go ahead, please. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, it felt, I just need to, focus on that stillness, on that space, empty space, and it will do the rest. I will just sink deeper with it.
The empty space is, as far as I see it in this moment, the empty space that you're speaking about, focusing upon, is the empty space of the disillusion of duality.
Mm-hmm.
So that creates a great empty space because before it was duality, now it's not. And nothing has changed in the world. And this is so beautiful.
Oh, yeah, that gives me another perspective to see it.
Yes, to see everyone, not the same, but to see everyone as being. It's like looking at the earth from the moon.
Mm-hmm.
You just take everything in at once. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank Master you. Being. Yeah. Remember.
Yes.
I think you're going to get it down the road. Okay. Nora Arjuna. Namaste.
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 You can be Master Ying too. Nora Arjuna.
Hi, Shanti Mai.
Hello, Nora. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Did you get my letter?
Oh, well, I'd like to thank you for your note and your consideration. I couldn't agree more. And I'm
I'm sorry, I didn't get that.
I said I couldn't agree more to what you said.
Okay.
So
yeah, good.
Yeah. And I look very much forward to seeing you. Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Anything on your little mind today other than coming here?
I'm feeling really peaceful, and it's just a time for me of preparation and slowly getting into the mood of being there.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. I pray that it can work out well.
Well, I guess so.
Well, we will see, won't we? Oh, we will see, won't we? It's all in the moment.
Yeah.
Okay. There you go. Thank you, Nora.
Thank you. I see you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, soon.
Mm-hmm.
So there are no more hands. And satsang might be very short today because I have no topics at all. Does anybody here want to say anything? Thank you. Okay. Tara.
Namaste, Shanti Mai.
Namaste, Tara.
Of course, I don't want to stop that the satsang, or the satsang let it stop. So I come in. And I feel more growing up and mature after giving me some time to be the silence in my heart. And from this space, meeting friends that sometimes we have not the same frequency, but with this stillness in the heart, I can meet everybody in their beauty, and this is really.
Yeah, this is wonderful.
Yeah.
To meet people where they are without thinking that they're lower or silly or anything like that, or don't have it together, just to meet people where they are.
Hmm. Yes, and it's just a beautiful comedy or theater or a movie, and it's at the same time it's my creation, and what I do for it and what I discover for it and to share it, that gives a lot of strength in the face, also in trust to each other in relation. And thank you for...
You know, hold on. Now you got me. Now I'm hooked. Now you said a word that hooks me. Uh-oh. We were talking about trust here the other day. and how actually it's probably injected into the spiritual community to consider such a thing. Because nowhere in the Buddhist teachings, nowhere in the great sutras, nowhere in the Upanishads does it ever speak about trust. Why is that? And so somewhere down the line in this spiritual community, this trendy little spiritual community that we're all entrenched in, somebody said, consider whether you do or do not trust. And I would say, forget it, because even when you don't trust, you're trusting that you don't trust. So it's just a bunch of nonsense. And let's get on with enlightenment and skip all of these dualistic kind of ideas. So being that you are and I are, we are, inseparable. You can go ahead and just trash trust.
Great.
That's I don't easy. Like these things. Always question. It always makes us think that we're in some kind of control when yeah. we haven't looked at it carefully enough to see that we're always trusting. When we got on an airplane, we're trusting. When we open a can of food, we're trusting. When we get in our car, we're trusting. We're always in a state of trust. There's no question about it. Why do we have to sit in this kind of idea? Do I, don't I, do I, don't I, do I, don't I? What does it become? It becomes, if things work out the way I want them to, I trust it. If things don't work out the way I want them to, I don't trust them. It has nothing to do with trust. Trust, you're an absolute trust all of the time.
Hmm.
Even when you say, I don't trust, you trust that very well. You trust very well that you don't trust the guy knocking on your window wanting in at 12 o'clock at night who you've never seen before. I have full faith in that I don't trust this moment. I don't trust this person. I trust. So you're always in trust. You're always in trust. To split it up and to make you, and to have this idea that, oh, should I or shouldn't I, or how does it look, or all of this stuff. You know, I would go back to where Max said, I'm seeing everyone as being. And then you can just eliminate all kinds of divisive little ideas that occupy our time. Does it make sense, Jenny? Yeah, it's like this idea of acceptance. I love that one too. Or the love of God. They're very, very simple. Acceptance means I accept that I don't accept. I accept everything as it is. Even if I don't accept it, I'm accepting that I don't accept first. So you skip that. Just skip it. And the love of humanity, you know, I always say it, when you love God's creation, you don't have to think about it. It's all sorted out for you right then and there. Yeah. And I don't have to ever consider who it is or who it isn't or why it is or why it isn't or if they're good or if they're bad. I, meaning any one of us, can simply perceive the universe as a mystery. That is created out of what we call and we learn about the ing. Here we go with the ing again, love, ing. We're learning about love, ing, in action. Ing means activity.
And receiving.
So,
and receiving.
Go ahead, please.
Yeah, and receiving. I discover receiving.
Right. And this is the point of maturity. It's like the sun sweetening the cherries in the spring.
Mm.
they receive, huh? Just naturally. They don't have to think, oh, I'm so open. Can you just see all the cherries on? I'm not open yet. I don't trust. You know. Dear Lord, help us. Get us out of this mess. No, get yourself out. So thank you for saying trust. Thank you for that.
And what was also in my mind was, and it came, I think, three or more times, that Shantimai, you said, you are here for us in full service. And I am here for myself. That's what I say. And now I feel a completion. And I'm not anymore or not any longer just here for me, for myself and my family, for Sangha, for...
Tara, you've never been here just for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, I know. But I now I feel it. Now I feel it. I feel that the neediness, what was one part of me, is it's not there.
That's also a great. That's a lot of sweet in that cherry. A lot of deep red. That's a beautiful maturity.
Mm-hmm.
Just continue. It's natural. Mm-hmm. We don't have to take pride in it. We don't have to think of ourselves just anyway. The vision of what we are seeking within our heart just becomes clearer and clearer and clearer.
Mm. Mm. Thank you.
You're welcome. Do you like my new name?
Yeah, I love it. I love your...
What are you laughing
at? I was thinking if you gave me the name 2 days before, I thought, oh, it would be nice to have a new working title. So if you said mastering, it's so playful. For me, it's just the playfulness. And
it is play.
And also...
You can't just say mastering, Master Ing, Shanti Mai, Master Ing. Got it?
Yes. Yes.
Good. I'm glad you do. The Ing is very, and the Ing is very important. And the reason the Ing is very important, Maharaji used to say to me, I hadn't heard him say it to others, but he may have. He well may have. Always remain curious.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Never get lazy.
Yeah.
That means take the fragrance of the flower as deeply as you can.
Thank you, Shantimai. I have nothing more to say.
Yeah. Well, you kept satsang going for an extra 10 minutes.
I love your necklace.
Yeah.
Yeah, this gold. Yeah, it's
See you later. Namaste.
Namaste.
Yeah, Peter and Gita. And then we look so
good. Oh, whoa, I'm awake. Hey,
whoa.
I'm awake.
You disappeared. Tara's back. There you are, with the big owl in the background.
Okay. Okay. Namaste, Shanti Mai.
Namaste, Gita.
I wanted that the satsang goes on. So I immediately said to Peter, please let me speak. I only want to share a personal experience I had maybe 2 weeks ago about letting go. I had a treatment, osteopathische treatment, and a lot of pain. And he was saying the pain is only remembrance. I only show you the places. You only can let it go. And as usual, it is kind of, I realized then, it is a kind of habit that I, in my life, that everything needs a kind of strength. The action, even letting go, needs strength. But it was the deep experience for me about that moment when I thought I don't do anything, and then he was saying, "Yeah, or that I let it go in that moment where I didn't do anything," and that was so deep. And I in my daily life, I was more aware of that. Feeling and to feel am I in tension, or what is this? It is being, letting go is being as well. But I didn't plan to say this, but I didn't want it to stop. So I didn't want it that satsang stops. Sorry.
Yeah.
That's called letting go. This is called not letting go.
Yeah.
So it takes more effort, truly. I love what you say. It takes more effort, truly, to not let go.
I thought letting go is so, this effort, but it isn't.
It's vigilance.
What it is, vigilance?
Meditation. Peter liked that. It's vigilance.
Yeah.
But you're right. Yeah. So right. So I don't like to say you're right or wrong. I don't like to put it in that category. Sorry I use that language. It's very accurate what you say. You need do nothing, but you must remain vigilant. Because as you say, it's habitual, whatever you're not letting go of. This language just drives me nuts, letting go and all of that. I prefer the language of the Chan masters because I think it's more accurate. And I think this idea of letting go has become a holding on.
Mm-hmm.
You understand that?
Yes.
Do you understand that it's kind of become a holding on? Teach me how to let go. Well, there it is. Either you do or you don't. And I've watched people hang into ideas for a very long time that don't serve them at all. And oftentimes ask how to let go. You just do. See the futility of holding on to this idea. But the Chan masters use the word, and my view, language is of utmost importance. They use the word release. So it's not a big process. It's not really a big process. You might have to face it or take a look at it again and again. That's why I would say vigilance is important. But it's not really a process. We've made it a process. Either you live in the moment or you don't. And I don't, you know, I'm not talking about your kind of letting go, so to speak. where you do nothing and the pain subsides? Isn't that what you're telling me? That you do nothing and the pain subsides?
Subsides means
it goes away.
Goes away. It was. I think it was maybe that it is as well. It was as what you just showed. It was something. It was. I was so surprised, and it's such a deep experience that it was simply there, and it was that I didn't need really an active part in it in a way. I was aware of it. Maybe it is what you just said, but it's, I think it's even more. For me, it was a very deep experience.
Oh, I get that.
Yeah. But maybe.
It takes more to hold on to something than it does. It takes more energy. We relive again and again and again the same thing. Why we would want to live it more than once, I have no idea. And release. I like the word release. It just feels like a balloon popping, like dropping. I'm really happy that you had a good experience with it.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I will in my heart wish that you really get that down as to how to access the freedom from these hanging on ideas or the past or whatever we need to. It'll be wonderful for you. That will mean that you are living purely in the moment. Thank you. Thank you, Geeta.
Thank you, Shantimai.
Yeah. Thank you for elongating satsang, too. That was nice. Are you coming here? Are you coming here?
At the end of June.
July. 082K314SODXP. What's up?
Hello?
Yeah, hello. HT2K314 SODXP.
Yes, Tom here. Shantimai.
Hi, Tom. Namaste.
I'm basically computer illiterate, so I don't know how to put my name in.
That's okay. Stay that way.
I love being here. I have learned so much. I still learn so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Even today, with your talking about release, I love language.
Uh-huh.
Release not only is letting go, but re is a linguistic equivalent to re, and lease is to rent. So at the same time you're throwing things away, you are leasing light. So it's both.
Agree.
And Master Ing. ING is linguistic equivalent to Ankh. So you are Master Ankh.
let me keep the ing though, because people will like that a lot better.
Yes.
Are you in the United States?
Yes. Parma Heights, Ohio, suburb of Cleveland. Yes.
Born in Akron.
Yes, close to Akron. Yes.
Well, I said born in Akron. I'm born in the Akron, Ohio.
Wow.
Yeah, wow, that's right.
Yes.
If you ever want to visit a city that never goes anywhere, go to Akron. I love it, though. I love Ohio.
Good. I'm 73 tomorrow, so 1950 was a good year for me too.
Yeah, I'm born in 1950 also.
Yes. The one thing I was coaxed into being here, I was going to put in the chat some ideas, and my cohort, longtime spiritual brother from a different mother, Surya Das, who is here today probably. He coaxed me into saying, raise your hand. Come on, do this. And of course, I'm nervous. But he said, share your words with Shanti Mai. In the 1970s, I read Christopher Isherwood's book, Ramakrishna and His Disciples. And I loved what Ramakrishna often said about the fact that the Gita and the disciple and the guru were one. And that to discover the intent of the Gita, all you had to do was repeat Gita over and over, Gita, 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 and you end up saying Tagi, which I guess in Telugu means discrimination. And he would say that a discriminating mind is what is needed to discover all of the truths of the Gita. And when I kept reading that, I said to myself, okay, what else is like that, repeating and repeating and repeating? And I came across the I am. And by saying, I am, 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 I am. All duets are simply both sides of the same coin. And it's all a matter of perspective.
Yeah, that's right. That's really beautiful. You know, Sri Ram was called to the earth by a man who repeated mada, 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 and then it turns to Ram. Mad means murder, and that's what he was. And so, Ram, 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 Ram. I guess he had a couple thousand years. And then, yeah. So you say Surya Das. Surya Das is Surya Das, one of the Das brothers from Neem Karoli Baba?
I'm not sure. Ritas Surya, the individual with the lion picture behind him, in the group here somewhere. Dan Olden.
Thank you for the words too. It's so important that people. Well, wishing's funny, but it's kind of a poetic term, not really anything else. So I'll go ahead and use that term right now. I wish that people would bring their heart's voice into satsang more and really show meaning offer, not showy, but give to us their views and their insights. And as Tara, you know, spoke to us about the sense of maturing, and she wasn't embarrassed, and she was really talking about it so matter-of-factly, and it's beautiful, isn't it? When it's just matter-of-factly that she's maturing and she knows it, and she doesn't have to be shy about it. And you bring this beautiful point of heart and mind and soul to us. And Max, I love very much to hear what you have to say. I'm very grateful for it.
Thank you. My spirit guides are screaming at me. I have to share this. The word freedom is so marvelous because it's actually two words, freed and om, which is liberated spirit. And the whole idea of is liberated spirits in a circle ringing. It's just, you know, there's so much to do with this.
Yeah, so much. And that's really, really, really wonderful. One day, we'll all be sitting on a hillside, drinking teas and coffees and whatever else we can procure, and just laughing with each other, a bunch of old sages just sitting around and lighting up the world.
Indeed.
Yeah.
We hope to come to India, if that's a possibility, January, February next year, if that's still a possibility.
Oh, yeah. We're planning on around January 10th leaving Europe and getting there, probably having satsang by the 13th and ending up again on the 13th leaving, going to a pundit's village that I want to visit and coming home. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We will do this.
It's really nice to be. Yes. Namaste. Thank Namaste. You. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Michael, and then we close.
Lovely to meet you. This is about words. So I have two just wonderful English words, which I talk a lot about to people these days, and that's remind and remember. Because what it looks like, the mind has for centuries now been looking outwards, believing that happiness is outwards. Outside, and has to be shuffled in by materialistic things or power or whatever it is. And that creates grief because you cannot shuffle happiness inside, of course. This is just like eating chocolate with a paper around you. You never manage to eat the chocolate. So the remind word tells us to remind, switch the direction of the mind so it looks inwards. And when we do that, we come to remember, remember. We have always been a member of the oneness, of course. We just forgot it because the mind was looking in the right wrong direction. So these two simple words can explain a lot, very simple to people about what this is about. And then we may end up with this wonderful sentence that say, we are the one we have been waiting for. And that's what I feel when I'm here. We are the one we have been waiting for. So,
yeah, who else?
I love that slogan. I try to put it around to people, but we are the one we have been waiting for. In the Sangha and all those who fight for the oceans, for the waves, all those movements are popping up all over the world because they want the same thing. They know the oneness. They know it.
That's true. Everyone knows it. But it can be sitting on a shelf way back here and not recognized, that's for sure. But people are waking up. It's incredible. People are waking up. And I just heard, and I mentioned on the last transmission, and I just heard somebody else speak about it somewhere on the internet, about the lily pond theory. It's like the chess board where you, one lily on the pond, tomorrow two lilies on the pond, next day four lilies on the pond. Next day, eight lilies on the pond, 16 lilies on the pond. Okay, so it just keeps doubling and doubling. And the question of the lily pond theory is, when is lily pond half full? The day before it's full. So this is really beautiful because this brings into light. And I heard on this same something in the internet that they're looking at this statistically and scientifically. When something turns over, when the consciousness shifts, and this was actually on the news or some kind of news program, they said it takes 25% of the world population to have a change of heart, and then the shift can really take. I feel that that's already happening.
Yeah.
Mm.
And just because everyone has a remembrance of what is put into the Gayatri Mantra, I mean, this adorable principle that everything is unified into. I mean, everybody, any human has a remembrance of this deeply within. They just forgot it.
Of course.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, language is very, very, very important. We sabotage ourselves with it sometimes. And sometimes we clarify things pretty well with it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I mean, looking at how people say things. I mean, if you say something about something, it can always be said in three different versions. One is the accepting and loving version, one is the neutral version, and then there is this version that puts into the words, I don't like this, I disagree, and I want you to believe that this is not right. So there are always three ways of saying things, and that tells about what is at the inside very clearly, I think. So words are...
I want to add to that. Can I add to that?
Yeah.
Okay.
You are in.
The loving and... Thank you. The loving and accepting perception is even more loving, so to speak. More is a word that I'm not real fond of, but will exponentially maturity... even more loving and accepting is the neutral space. It doesn't follow with emotion. It doesn't follow with conviction, but it sees without the need for emotion in a terms of what people think loving is and what people think that not loving is. So this grand neutrality, in my view, is the greatest love of all.
Yeah.
You see that? Yeah.
Yeah, because then one becomes one with one. It's all this judging and things that detach people from being one with what it is.
Yeah, they can't detach. They can only think they can detach.
Yeah,
there's no detaching.
Yeah, but I mean, sometimes I meet people who says, "Oh, I don't believe in all that with God, etc." And I used to say, "Doesn't matter because a human says believe or not believe doesn't change the entire universe." So all that happens is that you don't.
It doesn't change the universe. That's right. It doesn't change the universe. It doesn't matter what you think, good, bad, or indifferent. Everything is as it is.
Yeah.
And it's a great mystery. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's wonderful. And it's hard. And it's challenging. And it's beautiful. And it's everything. Everything that you could possibly experience. Mm. Thank you, Michael. I'm going to close the satsang now. If you don't mind, is that okay?
No, I don't like closing satsang, but I know that's how it is. I love you.
That is how it is. I love you too. I think that's how it is the most important way to live, because from there, anything is possible. When you have it all figured out, how it should be, how it's going to be, what's expected. Sometimes it works. Sometimes it's extremely disappointing. But when you come to be with things exactly as they are, without changing a thing, from there, you can do a great work. Because you're living with life as it is, and you're moving through it. Are you thinking that if you live life as it is, you don't change it? Life as it is change. So that fits into the equation very nicely. See it? Yeah, it's good, huh? I think so too. Thank you, everyone. Oh, we have Zana. Zana will address you and then go. No more hands from here. Zana, how are you? Good?
Hello. Nice to be here. I am a friend of Jenny. She introduced me to you. And I love everything that you said today. Thank you. I love Master Ing. I used to call Master in training, but I think Master Ing is perfect. Thank you.
Yes, and the Ing is the second name. So capital M.
Yeah, just wonderful. And also just to say, I love that you pay attention to language. And what comes to me to say that I also try to use words that don't separate. And even releasing, it's kind of separating. Integrate.
I'm going to come in right now, Zana. May I correct your language already? Okay.
Yes.
You never have to try. You never have to try. And trying really breaks down the psyche. So you just do. Check it out. Check out the word trying and what it implicates to you. It's a big deal because you can actually test it. You can test this word kinetically. So somebody come here. Come on. Yeah. You have to get in the okay, so now what we're going to do, thank you, Zana, for bringing this up. It's really, really good. Give me your hand, please. Okay, so good, resist, good. Okay, now try to resist.
Right.
And you could, you know, I've only met over all of the years, Zana, I have only met one man who didn't collapse under the word try. And I've tested, how many would you say? Loads of people on this. One guy. And I was so surprised that he, you know, but try really breaks it down because you put something in between you and your actual let's say doing. Mm-hmm. So, okay, go ahead, please. That's interesting, no? I'm with you. Are you with me? Your voice has gone away. Can we get her voice back?
I've got my voice.
There you are. Where are you?
In South Africa, in Cape Town.
Where are you?
In Cape Town, in South Africa. That's where I know Jenny from, South Africa, from Johannesburg. Yeah.
I know that she really loves being there with her friends. This she has told me before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's nice to meet you.
Thank you so much.
Did you have some, I want to hear what you had to say before I interrupted.
I wanted just to say that I love the way we use the language to not separate. So even release,
you know, I have
to say, yes. I embrace, I accept, I integrate, rather than even release or let go. Because to me, that language to not separate anything. So
that's,
I just
want to. Yeah, and you know, in my view, spirituality is pure release. And I hear what you're saying. I hear it very clearly what you're saying, the integration. All the way to the marrow of the bone, we release all the duality that has brought error to our perception. And you said something else. I'm attempting to gather it back. I don't remember what it was, but to me, duality. You know, I have this perception. I call it a perception. That as we mature in the light of non-duality, of totality, not even oneness, but totality, of which no numbers apply, cannot break it, cannot shatter it, cannot split it, and that's always true, that our language is moving into a place where there is no duality. Period. And that we won't even be able to access the idea of duality and the language that comes with it. So this is something that I have felt in my heart, whether it's true or not, I do not know, but that a new language is dawning on the planet. People are more careful with their language. And that we will not even be able to say anything that has to do with a division or separateness. Yeah. There it is. It's nice to meet you. Shall I go now? Okay. Namaste. Take care. Namaste. Okay. You could just turn your mic off and nobody hears, unless you can read lips. So, thank you, everyone. It's so uplifting, shall we say, when you, the Sangha, bring in just these simplest, exquisite lights of, I am maturing, this is the way I see it. Here are the words. This is what I've realized. I'm very grateful to hear it. You can't imagine how grateful I am to hear it, really and truly. I feel that Maharaji is dancing in the heavens when he hears people speak about their own maturity in such a matter-of-fact way, and their own perceptions in such a matter-of-fact way, that it's not something terribly unusual. And it just lifts my heart to hear you speak about your experience when the light comes through, which is always true, by the way. Thank you. Primo? You know, Premo, we want to hear that song, that big old internet song that everybody.
The bless.
What's it called?
Blessing.
The bless. The blessing. Yeah.
Can you definitely. Just? Yeah, let's go ahead. Yes.
Just a very short moment.
It's so good to see all of you. I swear. I'm going to go again through the gallery while Premo's singing. I'm going to come and see you, Amrita, really soon. Not for very long, but I'm going to come. Mm-hmm. I come.
The Lord bless you and keep you, make his face shine upon you, be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. The Lord bless you and keep you, make his face shine upon you, be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Upon you and a thousand generations, and your family and your children and their children and their children. May his favor be upon you and a thousand generations, and your family and your children and their children and their children. Before you and behind you and beside you, all around you and within you, he is with you, he is with you, in the morning, in the evening, in your coming and your going, in your weeping and rejoicing, he is for you, he is for you. May his favor be upon you and a thousand generations, and your family and your children and their children and their children. Upon you and a thousand generations, and your family and your children. And and their children and their children. May His presence go before you and behind you and beside you, all around you and within you. He is with you, He is with you in the morning, in the evening, in your coming and your going, in your weeping and rejoicing. He is for you, 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 He is for you. Amen. 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 Upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn His face beyond you and give you peace. The Lord bless you and keep you. Make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn His face toward you and give you peace.
Thank you, Premal. Namaste, everyone.
Namaste. Mm-hmm.